Good evening, everybody. We are approaching Parshas Vayechi. So one halacha comes in Parshas Vayechi. Or yes, Kavura, very good. So one year we gave this year on Shabbos, being buried in Eretz Yisrael. So now we're pro that. We're definitely pro that. Good, any other guesses? What? Yerusha is a good one. I like it. So we're going to speak this evening about saying Baruch Shem God Malchuso in Kriya Shema. So why is that? Says the Torah in this week's Parsha, Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Aleph, Vayikra Yaakov el Banav. So Yaakov summoned all of his children. Vayomer hey asu v'agidu lechem es asher yikrab eschem v'acharis hayamim. So I want to tell you what will happen at the end of days. Says Rashi, Bikesh legalos es haketz. So famously, there's a concept here that Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal the end of time, seemingly the time of Mashiach, something along those lines. V'nistal k'shechina mimenu, but the Shechina was departed from him, it went away from him. V'ischil omer devar macherim. I started saying other things. Right? Meaning, when Yaakov called the sons together, his plan wasn't necessarily to give Reuven a bracha and Shimon a bracha and all that stuff. You know, Shimon. But all the other Shvatim brachos, his plan originally seemingly was to tell them a big deal, like a big end of time. Ah. All right, very good. Now Rashi concludes with Hischel Omer Dvar Macherim. So, you know, you can hear it both ways. That he started by saying things that either maybe he didn't intend on saying altogether, or his stewards saying he didn't intend to start with. Right. Okay, so now the Gemara here has a whole arichus, a whole explanation of what was going on over here. Right now, it's in the context of a Mishnah, right? Hizkiyahu Malach did six things, but that the Rabbanan, that three of them that the Rabbanan didn't approve, right? So one of them was known as Korchin es Shema, and the Gemara Maseches Pesachim on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph has a discussion on what is this concept known as Korchin es Shema. So Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion of Mafsik and Hayu that when they said Shema, it is true that they made a hefsek between the Shema and the Vahavtel Shalom Hayu Omrim Baruch Shem Gvor Malchuso L'Olam Va'ed. Meaning the rabbis disapproved of this movement at one time where they were not saying Baruch Shem in the middle of the Shema. Okay, so ask the Gemara, wait a minute, on my time, Amin Aleh, so why do we say Baruch Shem, right? We know that every single day we say Baruch Shem, both in Shachar's and in Marv. When we say Shema, we know famously we say it quietly. So, what does Reish Lakish teach us? Because in this exact Pasuk, when the Shechina removed, right, the very same Midrash that Rashi quoted, so Yaakov Avinu wanted to give everyone a certain hint into the future, a glimpse into Mashiach, and what happened? All of a sudden, the Shechina departed from him. So Yaakov was afraid that what? Maybe the reason that the Shechina departed from me is why? Oh, maybe there is a boy in the room, one of my children, Yesh b'mitasi psul, one of my children, is like Avraham, she'etzim imenu Yishmael. After all, Avraham had a son who was Yishmael. And Yitzchak, what happened? He had an Esav. So too, maybe one of my sons is a puzzle. So they all responded, what? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Namely, what? Kishem she'ein belibcha ele echad, kach ein belibenu ele echad. So unbelievable. The brothers all responded, all 12 of Yaakov's sons responded alike. No, Abba, we are on the same page. You believe in one God. We believe in one God. There is no puzzle child among us. And when Yaakov heard of that, Ba'os Hashah, Pasach Yaakov Avinu v'amar Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Ve'ed. So Yaakov's response was, Baruch Shem, beautiful. So that will now explain why we also say Baruch Shem. Namely, the brother said Shema Yisrael, and Yaakov's response was Baruch Shem. So too, when we say the Shema, we also say Baruch Shem. Right? Interesting, right? Because you could have asked, all right, that was like a one-time thing, but does that really have anything to do with what? Our reciting of the Shema every morning and every evening, right? Meaning what? That's the reason we say Baruch Shem, right? There's still a little bit of a gap between what we do, meaning the reason we say Shema is because it says V'shoch b'chov kumecha, right? The Mechayev of Shema is a pasuk in V'ahavta saying. You say Shema every morning and every evening. And this is a beautiful story, but why does it necessarily affect our daily davening? So the Gemara says, well, what should we do? We have to do something. Heichi na'avid, amnam ruhu. Well, we can't say Baruch Shem, you know why? because it's not in the Torah. Lo Amru Moshe Rabbeinu. So if you read the Shema straight, you're going to go in Perek Vav of Sefer Devarim from Shema, Yisrael Hashem Akeinu, Hashem Echad, to after. There's no Baruch Shem there. So don't say it, right? Now, how can you not say it? Amru Yaakov. But Yaakov said it. So let's be a little bit, you know, difficult on this one. What do you mean? So what? So what? Yaakov said it. What does it do with your Marav tonight? Because Yaakov Avinu was spoiled by his sons all being kosher and none of them being puzzled, therefore what? We should say it, but that's what the Gemara says. We can't leave it out. After all, Yaakov Avinu said it. So the Gemara responds, okay, fine, we'll make a pshara. What's the balance between not saying it like Moshe and saying it like Yaakov? Hiskidu sheyu omrim oso bechashai. So whisper it, say it. Say it at least quietly, right? Okay, beautiful. So that's what we do. We say Baruch Shem quietly. All right, interesting. All right, straightforward Gemara. We have a little bit of a question, right? Like, why do we say it, right? Does anyone want to explain maybe why that is? Why do we say it? Because Yaakov said it? Does that make sense to anyone? And Yaakov even said it one time. So what? So what? Like, does that actually have the right to impact our prayer? And it seems to still be a little bit vague. Now, what are you thinking?
Yaakov said it for a reason. When you are Yaakov Hashem, Shem Elkeinu, Shem Echad, then the response should be Baruch Shem.
Uh-huh. So he's saying Yaakov, it wasn't just a one-time thing, by the nature...
He was teaching what you should do.
Well, there's another place we say Baruch Shem.
Oh,
we don't answer Amen, we say Baruch Shem. Number one, when they were answering brachos, right?
Very good.
That's number one.
Good.
And number two, of course, Yom Kippur. You know, when Shem was on the forest,
So Stuart points out that in the Beis Hamikdash we responded Baruch Shem, but not to Shema Yisrael.
No, but we do say it out loud.
Right.
Although
we say it quietly in the Shema, we say it out loud on Yom Kippur. What happens in the Ila? What do we yell at the Ila? Shem Elokim? What about Baruch Shem?
We say it in.
Kol Nidre. Yeah, Yom Kippur night and the morning, and also at Ne'ilah, two distinct parts of Yom Kippur, right?
Not as part of Kriya Shema.
Yes.
Both. Right.
Not by Kriya Shema.
Believe it or not, these are everything that was just mentioned makes its way into the conversation. Every single thing. So we'll start with the Rambam. The Rambam brings down the halacha, and guess what he does? He gives the whole story. He gives the whole agadah. In Hilchos Kriya Shema Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, he says when you say Shema, you know what you should do. Omer Balachash, quietly you should say Baruch Shem Yirmach on the head, and then say V'hafta V'lama Koron Kain. Ask them, why do we say this? Mesorah Ti B'Adenu. We have a Mesorah that when Yaakov Avinu, etc., you know, when he was on his deathbed, you know, they all responded Shema Yisrael, and he responded Pasach Hazak in Amar Baruch Shem Yirmach on the head. Lefichach, therefore, because Yaakov did it, no Gukol Yisrael Omer Shevach. Shevach, keep that in mind. Sheshevach bo Yisrael hazaken acher pasuk zeh. If that was Yaakov's response to Shema, it should also be Robert's response to Shema. What's the kasha on this Rambam? Rambam is not a storyteller. So asks in Rav Ozner's Sefer Tshuvas Vanagos, he quotes the famous author of the Evin HaEzel, one of the classical lumdish works in the Achronim on the Rambam, Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, right? Yeah, I pronounced it incorrectly. Yeah, Stuart, thank you. Anytime I mispronounce something, you just correct me, young man. No, I said it Evin HaEzel. That's what I said, but I thought you were commenting. Like I said Evin HaEzel like Ezel instead of Ozel. I thought you were like calling me out. I said it correctly the first time, right? The first time I also said it correctly. Darn right, you misheard. All right, very good. Yeah. Can't get too serious here, right? I have to have fun. Thursday night mishmash. All right. So here it is. What's the story? So Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer and the Ibn Ezra HaChadash, you know, that's the Ibn Ezra, right? So what did he say? He said, what is the Rambam doing telling the story? The Rambam's not a midrash. He's a halachic. What should he do? He should bring it down like the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. Namely, say Shema. Say Baruch Shem. Okay, say it quietly. Why do you want to? Look at the Kesef Mishnah there, so you get the background. Kesef Mishnah, will tell you to look in a Gemara Pesachim. So why would the Rambam elaborate on all this background? Evidently, the background has to do with the halacha. Says Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer. We have a Masor from Rav Shomrach. Rav Shomrach's alive today. I don't know if he learned. I don't know. This is a Masor. They didn't live too long, right? I mean, it makes sense that. But wait, does it make sense that Rav Shomrach learned directly under Rav Zalman Mazar? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the years are there, right? I mean, it makes sense. Right, I'm saying, it wasn't so long ago, right, yeah. So I know like Rav Shomrach learned under the Brisker Rav. I don't know if he actually learned under Rav Zalman Mazar, but you know, he said, Ubi'er ha-go'on Rav Zalman Mazar, meaning, I don't know if he's quoting a sefer or if he's quoting like something he heard from his Rebbe. So he says, you know why the Rambam brought down the story? Because the story explains Geder Kabbalos Olmuch Shemaim. The Amiras Baruch Shem Einenu Keshevach Be'alma. Elhi Chelek Mi Kabbalos Olmuch Shemaim Ukanias Amen Alichol Hashem. We'll get there right there. Where Stuart nails it. Meaning, what could you have thought? You could have thought like this. When you say Shema, you need to accept the yoke of heaven, man. You need to declare there's only one God, he's your God, and you subscribe to following this Torah, this religion. Right? That's what Kabbalah's Olmo Hashemayim. God, I'm signing on the dotted line every morning, every evening. I'm following the book. Play by your rules. I accept you as my God. So when do we do that? When we say Shema Hashem, Hashem Elokeinu, and we say Hashem Echad. What about Baruch Shem? So you could have understood, no. The Olmo Hashemayim part, that's already over. Baruch Shem, we're moving on to like a new thing. Or no, you could say that Baruch Shem is still part of being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'll tell you a story. One time I asked my Rav growing up, the great Rav Shlomo Hochberg, Shlita, younger of Jamaica States for, you know, around 30 years, still very, very close with him. And I said, hypothetically, obviously, if one did not have kavana, we know during the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, you should repeat the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. That's only if you have literally zero kavana. Your mom is spaced out 100%. You say the first pasuk of Shema again. What if one were to space out during Baruch Shem? Do you think you'd have to go back or no? What do you think, logically? And what does it depend on? So if it's still part of what? The Kabbalah's Olmach Shemayim, it would have the same status as saying Shema. But if we're already just praising God or we've moved on, like the Hafta, you wouldn't have to.
Or he could say it's an artillery, so therefore you still
don't. Meaning, even though it's Kabbalah's Olmach Shemayim, it's like a
secondary call.
That's an interesting. I like that. Wow. I like that. So my Rebbe, Rabbi Hochberg, my Rav growing up, said, of course you have to repeat it. Because that's the Iker Kabbalah's Olmach Shemayim. Iker. None of this ancillary stuff, secondary stuff. That's what he said. Now, if my Rebbe said that, I assumed he was coming from Rav Soloveitchik. Interesting. So, fascinating. So, again, I have to look a little bit more into the Rav's writings. But he has what to say on the sugya. And again, Eschata is Girayom, you know, Baruch Hashem, I have to look, you know, more about it. I'll just leave it at that. I don't want to misquote Rav Soloveitchik. But that's what my Rav said. Now, I have enough information to quote a backing to that without Rav Soloveitchik. But dare I say, seemingly, I would guess that's where the Rav went with it. Here it is. Maybe we'll get there at the end. Rav Shtornbach himself wants to elaborate on this concept. And he says that when you say Shema, it needs to have a hezber. Meaning when the brothers all yelled out, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Yaakov Avinu wanted to respond with an elaboration. He's explaining the Kabbalah's Olmach Shemayim, namely the same Shem Hashem that you just praised. Right? I want to elaborate Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso, God's kingdom, It will reign in the past, the present, and the future. La'olam va'ed. Meaning that same statement that you just claimed that Hashem is Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem is completely related to that theme where we declare that, yes, the kingship of God is not going anywhere. It's almost as if it's a direct response, as if you are saying Amen. Meaning it is the ultimate Amen, and the themes are directly correlating. Wow. So he, in one line, he says, Hamisbar lefi zeh de baruch shem hu perush shma Yisrael. That's how Rav Sternbach understands it. It's almost like there's targum unkelus. You say shma and then you give a little bit of a hezber. So you say shma and baruch shem is the hezber. Wow. Wow. So that's a fascinating idea. And let's see how it plays out halachically. So the Shulchan Aruch does rule that yes, what do? We say the baruch shem b'chashai, quietly. And if the Mishnah Berurah points out, the imlo amar, let's say you mamish skipped it. Yesh deos ben ha-poskim. Imachzirin or so. Ah, so what would that have to do? What's the root of the dispute? So he says, look at the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, Vim lo amar baruch shem, ein machzirin or so, quoting the Bach. And I guess the Shilte Giborim. However, he then quotes the Lavush. The Lavush writes, even if you said it, v'lo amru b'kavana tzarech lachzor. So what an amazing machlokas here. You have such opposite extremes. On one hand, the shita of the Bach is that if you literally skipped it entirely, b'diavad, it's fine. You literally did not say the words baruch shem. Fine, whatever, you missed it. Go on, move on with your days. Fine. You said Shema, you said V'afta, you're good. The Lavush says, even if you said it but didn't have proper Kavana, now, I don't think Rabbi Hochberg would have just passed in like a Lavush, Stam. So my assumption is that Rav Soloveitchik went all out with this Lavush. And the question is, why? Oh, so here it is. Says Rav Soloveitchik, the Inyan Amir's Baruch Shem Acher Pasuk Rishon Shel Shema Hu Betoras Shavach L'Shem HaMefurash Asher Hayinu Mamish Inyan Heishmei Rabbi Mevarach. Huh. So he wants to say, what's the job of this Levush? So Rav Soloveitchik wants to say with the Levush, D'cho Shelo Kiveh In L'Hayahove V'Yiyah. So meaning when we say Hashem Zem, we have to have special Kavanos that God is the past, present, and the future. You're still lacking in Kabbalah's Omer Shamayim. So meaning exactly like Rav Sternbach says, Rav Soloveitchik, if you said Shema Yisrael, you have to still elaborate on what it means, Shema Yisrael. So according to the Levush, so long as you have not yet explicitly said Baruch Shem, to elaborate what you meant, it's as if you have not had the proper kavana. Wow. Meaning, if you give your wife a birthday card without elaborating, it's not enough. You have to give her the card and also explain that you love her, right? It needs to come with a perish. So too argues the Levush, which was Levitchik's Hezber. So here's Baruch Hashem. I found it in the Pnine HaRav. Page Lamed, but I knew it, right? I knew it. And if that's my rabbi said, I knew it would be right here. So that's the idea. So Rav Sternbach and Rav Soloveitchik essentially say the same thing. Now, it's not only in these more contemporary Achronim, the Maharsha, he already is the one who said, Baruch Shem is not random. Why are we saying Baruch Shem? Because we know it's a Gemara like in Yuma, right? Kishehizkir Kohen Gadol Hashem B'Yom HaKippurim Hayu Onin Acharav Baruch Shem Kvon Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed. Okay, so very nice. So meaning here, exactly as Stuart predicted, meaning Baruch Shem is already part in our Masorah of a response of Ol Malchus Shemaim. He only quotes the Yuma Bracha. That's all I see it. So the question is like, okay, so why not just say it out loud? Just say it out loud. What's the big deal? Just say it out loud. He says it's not appropriate to say it out loud. You know why? Because Moshe didn't say it. Meaning, so what? It's Ganai LaHosef Al Divrei Moshe. So similarly, the Tzlach, right? The No Debi Yehuda. So he says, whoa. No, Moshe didn't say it. What if Moshe didn't say it? Do you know how many piyutim we have to praise God? How many of them did Moshe say? No. What, you need a haskama from Moshe about everything we praise Hashem for? Ah, so say it, meaning what?
So if you're reading from the Torah, you got to read the Torah. You can't put something else in between.
There it is. Very. Meaning once you're already reading Psukim, Shema is Pamper Vavin Veschanan and Vahafta is Veschanan. So to just insert Baruch Shem says the Noda Behuda, that would be like a hefsik. The Iker Kpeda is Shenafsik Be'emsa Divrei Moshe B'Shevach Shelo Amar Hu. That's the problem. Imagine taking a poem, you know, of Shakespeare and then putting your line in the middle. That's not appropriate. You know, you can't insert your own thing into Shakespeare. So here you're quoting Moshe Rabbeinu, Pasuk 1 and Pasuk 3. And just to insert Baruch Shem, that's not appropriate. Oh, so that's the tzlach over there. That's the tzlach. So now, all in all, how are we doing over here? So we have a little bit of a glimpse as to, number one, why we say Baruch Shem. We also have a glimpse as to the significance, the levush with the achronim, that it's not just stam another line. The lumdus is that it's a piggyback on the initial line. It's a hezber, an elaboration on the Kabbalah's Omer Shemayim. And then to further explain why we say it quietly, is because it's not just because Moshe didn't say it, but we're literally quoting the Torah, so then it would be inappropriate. Okay, very, 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 very nice. Now, there is one more reason, by the way. There is a midrash that says, actually, that Moshe Rabbeinu also heard the Malachim saying it quietly himself, right? There is such a concept that not only did Moshe not say it, but there's a reason why Moshe did not say it, right? The Magen Avraham quotes a midrash that when Moshe went up to get the Torah, there's such a concept that he himself heard the Malachim only say Baruch Shem, like silently. They're whispering it. So it's not just stam that Moshe didn't write it in the Torah, but it also might be like an inherent concept that Baruch Shem always was said quietly. Right, right. So that would explain why in Yom Kippur it's okay to say it out loud.
It's okay to say it, but why out loud?
Yeah, because you said they said it quietly.
Out loud makes sense also. But
right. Yes, yeah, so since we have the status.
That's the way I remember.
Right, so Rav Shurmach also says from the Brisker Rav, I'm sorry, Rav Chaim, that let's say you're davening alone, and you're not with the minion, so then you could say it out loud, because the malachim are only going to be jealous of you when you say it in the form of a tzibur. So something like that. Yeah, so again, it's already time for Mar, it was a shorter show this evening. But ultimately, we can never underestimate the power of being malach, mekabel ol malchus shemayim. Shirol bizocha to continue being mechazik one another, and just a little bit of an elaboration this evening on maybe something we may not know all that much about in general.